Disney Channel movie. Let's watch a Disney Channel movie.
Did someone miss the page?
I never even opened up my notes. Boring. Oh, there we go. Spookoween Town.
At least you have them this time.
You know what? They're visible. They're handheld and they're handwritten.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll keep it there. Just try not to move your head too much. Everyone, welcome back to Spooky Fun...
Spooky fun time with Sarah and Juan.
Spooky fun time.
It was real spooky. This pimple that I popped in the morning, and it's still like in my forehead.
I see it. Now that you brought it up, I honestly didn't see it until you mentioned it.
It's visible. It's present. She's present.
This is a podcast from Planet Weird. My name is Sarah. I'm feeling spooky today.
I'm Juan, and I'm the physical manifestation of every fear I've ever had as a child. So, like, space.
Starting off real light. So, this is episode...
36.
Ooh, 36.
The spookiest number of them all.
Because when you add up 3 plus 6, that's 9. It's 9.
And you know what? 7, 8, 9.
I fucking hate you. I was going to try to do more math with it, but it's probably for the best. Today we're going to be talking about the beloved...
The incomparable.
The DCOM classic, Halloween Town.
Okay, you know what I just realized? Halloween Town is basically becoming like a cult classic. Like, it's becoming more like prevalent as I'm noticing Halloween.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because it's so old and like younger kids don't know about it really, probably.
Mm.
I mean, like maybe they're being shown it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My sister definitely knew, and she's 4 years younger than me.
I mean, like, kids that are, like...
Oh, like, born in 2005.
Yes, like, that's what I meant.
Yeah, like, graduating class of 2037.
Yeah, like are we going to make it?
Yeah.
Geostorm's coming.
That
trailer looks so bad.
I hate... Let me tell you.
What movie was it that we had to watch that trailer?
For Geostorm?
Or, like, that teaser, whatever. Was it Baby Driver?
It was Baby Driver.
Oh, my God.
You know what I hate? I hate disaster movies. Like, 2012...
I mean, I haven't seen any of them, but...
I've seen too many of them. And not by choice.
I've seen the actual movie, disaster movie. That, like, spoof movie.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
It's like, they just suck. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, you know what's gonna be a real disaster? When that Yellowstone volcano erupts in a couple of years.
I was just telling my mom that the other day.
Oh my God.
Well, because I learned about that in high school.
I learned about that in college.
My marine biology teacher mentioned it. So I've always known. I'm like, when's she going off, you know? And then it was on the news a couple nights ago. And then my mom was like, it's not going to happen. And the news was like, it's a very slim chance that it'll erupt anytime soon. And I was like, there's still a chance.
Slim.
I'm hearing that there's still a chance.
You know what was also slim? Trump becoming president. And look what happened. So,
you know what was also slim? Shady. Who made that rap about Trump.
You know what was also slim? Jim's.
Slim Fast. That stuff. No, it's
Slim Fast.
Slim Fast or is it Skim Fast? Slim Fast.
Slim Fast. Slim, slim Slam.
There used to be so many jam. Commercials for that when we were kids.
For Slim Fast?
Yeah.
I remember it.
And now I think it's gone. Maybe people sued.
Maybe people were like, I didn't get Slim
oh
fast
my God.
Enough.
The other night, because I sent you that video of the old, like, Nickelodeon commercial, mm-hmm. I started looking up old commercials, and I found some. I was like, first of all, remember that Shirley Temple commercial that's always on?
Yes, the one about her DVDs?
Yes.
Yes.
And she sings, animal crackers in my soup,
monkeys and rabbits loop to loop.
And then I looked up, they were all like Cartoon Network because Cartoon Network aired like really weird ones. They just didn't care about
it. They aired really weird infomercials.
They didn't care that it was like mostly kids watching. They were just like, whatever.
They were like, ad time, money, let's go.
There was, remember the like Songs of Worship? All of those. Our God is an awesome God.
No.
There's also... Wait, what were you going to say?
I just remember all of those like weird like best like country albums.
Yes, I was going to say there's like, one that's like best of romantic love songs.
Yes! And it would be like a... Who is that? It would be like a Stevie Wonder song for some odd reason. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was just like a compilation. They're like, order now for $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Why was everything $19.99 plus shipping and handling?
And they're like, order now and we'll give you two CDs.
Oh my God, yes. Why do I need to? Try to throw it at you. Like, I can order this whenever I want and you'll still give me two CDs.
There's two other commercials I really remember. And that's the Elastic Plastic Balloons. Do you remember those? No. Where it was like... These like
no.
balloons, but you could like stab them with forks.
What?
Balloon or bubbles, I guess, really.
You mean you a ball?
You could like stab them and they wouldn't pop.
No.
Never. And then I also remembered the Betty Crocker cake thing where you could make like a baseball cake. Remember that?
Yes. 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 I remember that one.
And all the art things. It was like blow pens and spray effects, all mm-hmm. those things. I think I had spray effects, actually.
Did you really? All I had was magnetics, worked. To be honest. That was my thing. And we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
It's the only thing I've gotten from, like, an infomercial.
Well, you didn't miss out, because those were on an infomercial?
Magnetics were on an infomercial.
Really?
Yeah, I remember I saw it, and I told my dad. And then I told my dad when it was on one time, and he, like, ordered them for me.
Oh, wow.
For, like, Christmas.
Wow.
That was my last Christmas present I've ever gotten.
I just know.
Back in 2003.
Yeah, I got spray effects and it worked at first and then eventually it was just like splatter.
And I'm like, I think like my when cousin like a spray effects.
When like a spray can runs out and mm-hmm. starts and it's splattering. Only like... Yeah, I was like, this sucks. So, anyways, yeah, that's what I did this week was look up those. That was like over the weekend.
My cousin's got like the same kind of thing, but like you have to blow into it.
Those are blow pens.
Oh, then they got blow pens yeah. too.
Those are so weird. Why would you want to just use your breath, like using your energy? Like, why?
I just give my kids some aerosol cans. I'm like, go have fun.
Go tag the town.
Don't spray in your sister's eye.
You went to Justin's show.
Yeah. If you haven't seen our pics on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our sitar.
Twitter.
We went to our good old pal, Justin Apsher's art show.
And it'll be gone by the time this airs.
But it'll be gone by next.
If you are near ASU, you went and saw it.
Yeah. It was nice. I liked his work. Mm-hmm. Very introspective, retrospective.
Still don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it.
There was that dark room.
Oh my God. Felt like a haunted house.
I was like, I'm about to get murdered in
Megan,
here.
Whatever her name is.
Megan.
She did art with black lights.
It was cool.
Felt like I was at a rave. I've never been to one, but that's
probably... You would imagine that's what it was.
Just looking at art.
Too silent, too still.
Anyways. When did you watch Halloween Town? Yesterday?
I watched it last night.
Okay. No, I watched it 2 days ago.
I forgot how good this movie was. Like, I only... Okay, you know how, like, when we watch a crappy movie, it's, like, very... it's, like, very, like, small amount of notes. Yeah. I took 3.5 pages. Like, no, I took, like, 3 pages, barely. But only because I was, like, just watching it the whole time. Also, I thought it was, like, 45 minutes. It's 1.5 hours.
Why do you keep thinking these movies are different times? They're, like, all around 1.5 hours.
Because they go by really fast sometimes. Ooh. Like, Halloween Town was fast for me.
Boy.
That's why I was like, I only got 3 pages. What'd I miss?
All right. Well, we're going to get into Halloween Town. And I just want to say, I'm about to play the little intro song, and we've been waiting to play this since we started. Really. It's our anthem.
I'm ready. Go.
Here we go. A little bit. God.
Give us that trivia.
We've been waiting to hear that for so long. I can't believe it happened.
When it happened, I literally said, I'm coming to life.
I love that even the second movie starts out with that too.
Because they knew. They knew they created something amazing. They knew it gets
us hooked. All right. So let's talk about the background of the movie. Halloween Town came out in 1998. Next year is its 20-year anniversary.
Oh, let's go.
Came out October 17th, which was a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. So it had its 19th anniversary.
Happy anniversary, sister.
And of course, you know, it started the Halloween Town series. We later had Calabar's Revenge, Halloween Town High, and the one no one likes to talk about, Return to Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm. Accurate. No one does.
Yeah. I think Xenon was the first franchise, wasn't it? Didn't we say that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I'm the first, but...
Followed by Horse Sense.
Halloween Town was filmed in St. Helens, Oregon, and Scappoose, Oregon?
The first Oregon location is where they hold the festival every Halloween, right?
Yes. They just had it, like, last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it on the anniversary of...
No, because it was like the 14th. It was like that weekend, the weekend before, really.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure if that day ever landed on a weekend, they would do it then. Mm-hmm. But, and I think this is like the third year that she's done that. I think it's like the third year. But this year, the whole cast is
on. The gang.
Whole gang.
Sophia looks way different.
I read that Sophie, I think it's here on her Wikipedia.
Oh, Sophie. I said Sophia.
This says she now teaches karate at Surprise Family Karate in Surprise, Arizona.
Karate!
We're so close.
We could take karate lessons from her. We could learn self-defense.
Wow.
We could learn self-defense when we're going through that neighborhood in Tempe that I'm always like, it's all up to you, not me.
She played Little Girl in Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
What is that?
You haven't seen the Three Ninjas movies?
No.
I've seen, like, the first two.
Do I want to?
Oh, they're a fun time. I mean, you know I love, like, 90s sports movies.
It's sports?
Well, like, karate ninjas. Hi-ya, martial
karate.
Arts.
Karate.
Martial arts, no?
No. I took karate as a kid, quit 2 weeks later.
Me too, yeah, it wasn't great.
I wasn't
about it. I said, ooh, I don't like doing somersaults or any of this.
I hate the idea of everyone taking off their shoes and putting their bare feet on these mats.
Me too.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. Okay, rest of the trivia. This was Kimberly J. Brown's first Disney Channel movie. So
she did this and then Quince?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, if you're watching on our YouTube channel or video, we have a lovely portrait of Kimberly J. Brown right here, autographed by her. St. Helens, Oregon. Yeah, we talked about that. Blah, blah, blah. But basically, they try to recreate parts of the set. Mm-hmm. They put the giant jack-o'-lantern there, which is a fun time.
I would keep that there the entire time if I was a mayor. I'm like, this is a landmark now.
Kimberly J. Brown is only 16 years younger than Judith Hogue, who plays her mom.
That's still a long time. Like, okay.
I know, but it's just saying, like, that's how Hollywood goes. Like,
you're not gonna, it's not like a 25-year-old difference between each other.
Yeah, like, they don't cast women over 40, apparently.
Wow.
At Hollywood, get your shit together. Despite there being 4 DCOMs in the Halloween Town series...
Talk about it.
Many actors only appeared in a couple of them. Only Debbie Reynolds, Judith Hogue, who played Gwen, Joey Zimmerman, that's Dylan, are credited as appearing in all of the Halloween Town movies.
Why did they recast Marnie?
Okay, so I remember when that, like, news came out, when that leaked.
Mm-hmm.
I think Disney was saying, like, she was busy. Like, they wanted to have her, but she was busy. But years later, Kimberly J. Brown, on her YouTube channel, she had, like, a Q&A. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it was one of the most asked questions. And she said, I was ready to do it, and they wanted to go a different route. So it was their fault.
Wow, Disney, shut up. I hate you.
Everyone hates...
The replacement Marnie?
Yes. All the time, I'm seeing people saying, like, remember that time... Disney tried to be slick and thought we wouldn't notice. We know when we're mad.
They could have just... What if they were like, she got a nose job like Luke in the first movie.
Why isn't... I wish Luke continued too.
You know what I wonder?
At least a mention of him.
They had Luke the first two movies, right? And then they had the new guy. And then the new guy's not even in the fourth movie. So like...
The fourth one isn't canon to me. It, like, completely went off the rails. Like,
it, honest to God, really did,
like,
though.
Like, what happened? Like, the only thing that was, like, there still was Lucas Grabeel.
Grabeel. Even, and like, his non-magic.
Even, like, what's her face? Little High School Musical girl. The troll, Natalie?
Yeah.
She's not even, like, none of those kids that from Halloween Town High are in Return to Halloween.
They're not
Town.
Even, like, mentioned, like, oh, how did you do? Well, because wasn't Dylan dating...
Well, they ended up being friends at the end.
But, oh, like, you're right. They're like, they kiss and they were like, nope, friends.
Yeah, but if you're like, she's your friend, but I haven't heard you talk about her. Just give us a little something. That's all I ask.
They just be like, no, I talked to her the other day. She's fine.
We get no Sophie in that one.
Do we even get Sophie in the third one?
For a couple scenes. A solid, like, two scenes. Anyway, we'll save our rants for when that episode comes. But, anyway. And yeah, even Debbie Reynolds wasn't in the last one. Because I remember, don't they do like a...
They flashback.
They flashback and Sarah Paxton is playing...
Debbie Reynolds.
Young Aggie. I'm going to punch someone.
Young Grandma Aggie.
I hate that. Why would she look the same as Marnie?
Why does Halloween Town look like it went into medieval times in just a couple years?
Why is that guy from Even Stevens' movie there?
What guy?
The guy who goes, welcome Stevens family.
Oh, isn't he the villain?
Yes! Why is he there? Oh my god. Anyway.
Honest to God, I don't remember that movie, but I think it's for a good reason.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in so long.
Can we not do that movie? Can we avoid it?
Please. The last two things here are, during an interview with blah blah blah, who cares? Kimberly J. Brown revealed that the character Benny, a hilarious talking skeleton that drove a taxi, was a robot.
What else would he be?
Well, like, I don't know. People, I think he's like a puppet. Like, it's someone moving the bones.
That's a lot of bones.
Okay, and the last thing is, according to Kimberly J. Brown, the flaming hairdryer Marnie accidentally picks up is actually real, with real flames, and there was no special effects involved.
Practical effects, I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give it to
put your actors in danger.
I'll give it to a movie when they use practical effects over, like, CGI. Because I feel like, and everyone, like, rants about this, like, CGI is just so overdone now. Like, give me at least some practical effects.
Like, some practical magic.
Like, I think Star Wars is doing a good job at that. Like, the first one that came out a while back ago. The J.J. Abrams one.
I know. I only saw it once, so I can't remember.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It looks good. You know what I mean? Because it's a good blend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They blend and blend and blend. They blend and blend and blend. When I watched this movie for the podcast, I was, like, looking at that hairdryer, and I was like, it looks real.
You were like, wow, she could have cinched everybody in that room.
I was like, that's dangerous. If she had moved.
She could have taken out that bush lady.
Oh, she's an herb. The shrub.
She's an herb.
Like a salad. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the movie.
Okay, so my first notes are actually about, because you gave me your DVD, it's about the trailers before the DVD.
It's like a Kermit.
Yeah, no, because we got the
Cinderella.
Cinderella. No, not for Cinderella. Cinderella, like a special edition release?
I thought it was.
Whatever.
I just watched that recently.
It was Movie Surfers.
Oh, no, I know.
That's the one. And it was for The Greatest Game Ever Played in the Shaggy Dog. And I was like, Greatest Game Ever Played. I watched that at my cousin's house a long time ago.
Was it the greatest movie ever watched?
No.
I remember I wanted to see it.
I remember it was good. I enjoyed it.
Golf is boring.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia.
Shia Butter.
Anyways. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the movie Surfers.
Thank you. And then Tinkerbell assaulted me right before the movie came out. She, like, flew at me. She
always does.
And I said, get out of my face.
Well, my first note is about that spooky as hell intro with the pumpkin. I said,
so spooky. Ah! Oh, yes.
It's genuinely, it starts out very scary. And then we get into the da-da-da.
No, yeah, no, it starts like something weird's gonna happen. And then all of a sudden that music kicks in and you feel safe.
Calabar is, like, in the credits, is credited as...
C?
With a C, yeah.
What's the truth here, buddy? What's the truth?
Yeah, and... Whoa, 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 obviously, whoa, whoa. In the second one, we see that it's spelled with a K.
Maybe
it's
he changed his name.
Called Calabar's Revenge. Well, it's just...
Well...
And then in the second movie, we have Cal, and I think he spells it with a C.
What's the truth?
So I don't know
what's going on. Wait, is his name Cal Calabar?
No.
That's his first name.
Because Calabar is the first name. I don't know what his last
name. I thought Calabar was the last name.
No, right? Do they ever say his last name? Is he just like Cher?
I think he's just like Cher. I think they're just both called Calabar.
Okay, Chocolate Bar.
What's going on?
We have Sophie who says, somebody's coming.
Which oh, yeah, because...
You and I say a lot. Somebody's coming.
No, I love this intro specifically just because of the Halloween atmosphere that it's... Like, it's nighttime. These kids are in, like, rickety costumes. Like, they didn't buy this at, like, Spirit Halloween store. They made these at home. You know? That's good. And I love that. And then we see Sophie with her little face sticking out of the window like some sad little girl. Because that's what she is.
Then we have Marnie who thinks she's an adult. Here's a clip. Wait, also at the beginning of this clip, you'll hear Marnie push Dylan. Listen for that. Listen to his... Ooh!
You know, you go. The odds were 50% I get one normal sister. Mom, I'm 13, okay? I'm practically a grown-up. I'm certainly old enough to make my own choices. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there an age for that?
She's 13.
There is an age for that. It's called 18. 18.
Yeah, I got it. I know Spanish numbers thing.
Okay.
No, but what did she... Well, because what did she say? Of, like, making decisions on her own or something?
Yeah, she's like...
At 18, you're still dumb as hell. At all 18-year-olds.
At 22, I still have a curfew.
Is it like...
I don't know why,
when though. Do you become smart? Like, 40?
Maybe 35?
Like, when even people, like... People are always like, oh, I was so dumb in my 20s, too. Like, mm-hmm.
You become smart...
When you die.
When you don't have roommates, you live on your own, you may have a child and a spouse.
And you eat a salad by choice.
And you eat a salad by choice. You go to the store and you said, I'll have a light salad. And you said, what happened to me? Where did I go wrong?
And you go, you have a crisis.
My youth is out. Youth is out, profesh is in.
So mom won't let Marnie go trick-or-treating really celebrate Halloween at all.
Which I don't get. Like,
I get it. Dad died.
Is that it? Is she just hung up on the dad's death?
I think that's what Marnie thinks it is, because she doesn't know she's a witch yet. But, like, Gwen, honey, she's not going to turn into a witch if she goes trick-or-treating.
She's not. If anything, she'll be less likely to turn into a witch because she's actually, like, you know what I mean? Because
she thinks it's fictional. It's just dressing.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Gwen's being, like, that weird overprotective mom that's, like... No, don't open that closet door. Because it's a shrine to, like, her old husband and his body's still in there. And you're like, whoa, oh my mom, God. Get out.
What is wrong with you? Oh, God. my next note is, Dylan needs to go.
Dylan does need to go. I keep telling him to shut up.
Here's a clip of Dylan.
It gives little kids dumb ideas about there being magic. Like, that helps them prepare for life. Personally, give me a good nature documentary any day.
He's such a fucking nerd.
Here's, this is like a really famous line. They always played it in the trailer. It's Marnie's iconic line.
Halloween is cool.
Halloween is cool.
Kimberly J. Brown says people always stop her and like ask her to say that.
Does she say it though?
I think she does, but it must get like annoying to just always be like, Halloween is cool. I'm sure she's real nice about it, though.
But. Secretly, I probably would be like, you don't have to say it, but like if at one point you just want to tell me that, that'd be great. It's so, I don't know.
If we're ever hanging out and you want to say it to me, you trap her into saying it. Do you think the holiday on October 31st is warm, or would you say
I riddle my way around so she somehow says it. That'd be terrible. Also, I want Marnie's transparent yellow shirt. That's iconic. That look.
Really? Icon. Here's another line from Dylan.
Why can't you pick some other holiday to get hung up on, like Arbor Day? Trees are important too, you know.
Dylan, trees are important, but not now.
Honestly, tell me when Arbor Day is. Let's try to guess when Arbor Day is. No one
cares. It's sometime in the spring.
I want to say it's like March something. What do you think of this?
I want to say it's March as well, just because I don't want to be wrong, and that's the first thing that I thought of. I want to say it's March somewhere in the teens.
Hold on. Oh, I went to the Wikipedia, but that's not helpful.
Arbor Day.
A holiday celebrating trees.
When?
Hold on. I'm looking still. Okay, well, 2017 is Friday, April 28th. It says in Nebraska. Is it really big in Nebraska? Do we have any listeners there? Tell us.
Yo, Nebraska.
Y'all planting trees?
Nebraskanites? Nebraskians?
Nebrus? Related to Greenery Day in Japan.
What?
Greenery Day is a national holiday in Japan. Stems from blah, 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 blah.
You know what would be cool for Arbor Day? If everyone planted a tree. That'd be a cool way to celebrate Arbor Day. You know? Like, just plant a tree.
Or, like, registering to vote. It has nothing to do with it. I just want people to register to vote. That's
called voter registration day.
That's
true. Or, like, if a company or, like, schools, like, all pitched in, got a tree and planted it.
That'd be cool. If we just, like, stopped having kids so that we don't tear down places to build homes.
That'd be cool. If men just could put it in their pants and just control themselves, that'd be cool. If we just had more trees, that'd be cool. If the world wasn't on fire, that'd be cool.
Oil companies. I just think of that Saved by the Bell episode when, like, they find oil in the field and they're like, we're gonna put up an oil place here, and then they have to save it. The duck is covered in oil. Becky, the duck is covered in oil. And then Zach is like, remember, no, she's my friend.
Remember when the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico happened a couple years
back?
Yes. I remember I was crying. I cried.
Like, screw you, BP. Oh my god, those commercials, those Dawn soap commercials. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of it is just they want us to buy their soap, which we already do, so whatever. But yeah, when they'd be like cleaning off the
dishes. Yes, because wouldn't it be like, you buy one, we will like donate more.
I think
which so. I'm like, one, that's kind of shitty. But also like, okay, if it helps. And then I remember when that person came up with that like idea of like using like hair to trap it all.
What?
Like, it was some weird thing like where they would like use like hair to, because they couldn't figure out a way to scoop up all the oil, so they made like this weird line with like hair.
They made a wig.
Yeah, they basically put wigs, and then the wig soaked it up. Thank you, drag queens. You saved the planet.
Is that how we fixed it?
Yeah, it was like hair.
Why did I not know this? I actually don't remember how. Like,
I'm pretty it was sure it was fixed. Hair. I remember.
I just remember it happening.
I just remember it was like, oh, finally ingenuity.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about how mom and dad met on Halloween, apparently.
Because,
He's dead now.
No, he's dead.
And now we can't celebrate Halloween.
Dead mom, living mom. No, I mean dead dad.
Now, and then we have the bus stop where Grandma Aggie gets off the bus with her bag. Her iconic bag.
How do you think they made that bag move?
Remote control, probably. Probably got some wheels on the bottom.
Accurate.
I always assume.
What if it was just like a super magnet, like attached to her cape, and then it like pulls it from a couple ways away?
Or if she was just holding a string the whole time.
That'd be hilarious. I would scream.
Oh, we see a little bit of Sophie's powers with the cookie scene.
Mm-hmm, because she wants that cookie.
And she gotta get that cookie.
And the mom isn't slick. She said, I'm like, how small was that cookie that you fit the whole thing in your mouth?
Also, she says, not again. So we know that this has been happening for a while.
Well, we know that it happens to her, but then we also know that...
We later find out that it happened
to Marnie when she was younger. Yeah. She would pull the same crap.
Then Grandma shows up and she has gifts.
She has a pentagram.
Oh, yeah.
With a pentagram on my forehead.
She comes with gifts and costumes and garlic. Wait, can you and pumpkin.
Photoshop a pentagram on my head?
Oh, pentagram. God. And then, oh, she mentions to the mom, she says, like, oh, it's her 13th Halloween, like...
Which, we later find out that it marks the end of a witch's training. Yeah,
you're supposed to be done.
But Marnie's just started.
That seems early. To end it?
I mean, you
should start it.
Well, I think it's... Well, no, it actually makes sense. Because the way your brain develops, I would assume it's the way with, like, witchcraft. Like, when you're younger, it's easier to learn languages because your brain can, like, pick it up faster. So think about, like, learning spells, learning different languages to cast spells. It'd be, like, you know?
Also, girls get their periods, and then they're angry, and anger goes well with witchcraft, so they want to become witches.
Yeah.
Quicker.
The demon is released, you may say.
Just your motion of...
That's what happens, right? Just one day, just...
Yep, it's that simple. Yeah, so grandma wants her to at least start her training.
And the mom's still like, no, you don't know, daddy. It's my daughter.
This is my house.
Do, Halloween. That's the mom.
Dylan is such a kiss up to the mom.
Dylan's booty in that costume, though.
What is he?
He's like a weird troll. But like he has like horns. And then when he turns around, you see that butt. And it makes me laugh so much.
I know, it's funny.
Like, what did Sophie get? Oh, she's a ghost. I want her ghost costume. It's so good. It's a sheet. No, it's like chiffon fabrics.
Oh my god.
It's high quality, high fashion, new age Versace.
I think it's when, yeah, grandma's talking to the mom and she's saying how, like, she wants the whole family to come live with her in Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
And Gwen says, no.
No. They were born in this world. They're going to live in this world. I don't like that she wants them to become human. You know what I mean? That's really, it's like a weird, like, third generation, I don't want to be my ethnicity, I want to be white kind of situation. I learned it in my ethnics and immigrations class my freshman, sophomore year of college.
Why'd you have to take that?
I took it for fun.
Oh, okay.
It was a literacy credit, and I wanted to take it.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what credit was that?
I learned a lot. Actually, no, it was a humanities and literacy. There you go.
Here's this also very iconic line from Debbie Reynolds. Rest in peace.
Oh, being normal is vastly overrated.
I want to get that tattooed on my back.
Well, Kimberly G. Brown sells those shirts with them from her Etsy store.
I actually got really sad at the beginning of this movie. Because there's a scene where she like walks down the stairs and she's saying bye to them and I'm like crying inside.
Oh no. When I was watching this, so I just watched this recently with Brandy because she had never seen these movies and she was like, can we watch Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus? And I said, you have no idea how long I've waited for you to say these words to me. So I showed her them.
Did she love them?
Well, we haven't watched the fourth one. I don't know if
you don't when want that her will to. Happen. Just don't let her figure it out.
But we watched all the Halloween Towns and Hocus Pocus. But
Yeah, go.
I came up with a little, I don't know if it's a theory. I don't know if we should play this conspiracy theory song. Or it might just be like a similarity here. So here's the deal. I don't know if you're familiar with Scientology.
Oh, I'm scared.
But in Scientology, if you, like, say we were brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
And we were, like, raised in the Church of Scientology. This is all what I have learned from Leah Remini's show, Scientology and the Aftermath. God bless. Love that show.
Okay.
So sorry if it's wrong, Scientologists. But, oh no, the song's out. So, if we were raised in the Church of Scientology, damn, and then I decided to leave the church, it takes a lot of work to, like, leave the church. Like, Leah Remini...
Like, the Church of Mormon. It's basically, like, you have to file paperwork, do weird shit, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming it's way harder than the Mormon church. Okay, I didn't even know that was a thing. But it's really hard to get out of there, and your family will, like...
Like... Abandon you.
Abandon you completely. Label you'll be labeled as like an SP, which is a suppressive person, and the Church of Scientology will all like just not like start rumors, but you'll always be seen as the enemy.
You're like extradited, but like
yeah, forcibly. You're still seen as the enemy. And I was like, interesting that we have these dimensions. We have a portal, and we have the human, like the mortal world.
Okay,
and we have Halloween Town.
Okay.
And this family has been ripped apart. And we talk, she mentions a little bit about the dark times.
Uh-huh.
And it seems a little, I'm not saying it was intentional.
Okay.
And I'm really reaching with this. I don't know. I was like, okay.
Where's your blood kind of, in your room? Like, where's your chart with the strings?
I don't know. I just feel like they kind of like left Grandma Aggie. Like she can visit once a year on Halloween, but like she's just out there on her own. And is like we see the council in the third movie.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to see because really this Scientology also plays a part in the third movie because that's when they're like, no, we don't want humans and like the Halloween Town people to like mingle together. That's shit went down. That's why we created these different worlds. And Marnie's like, no, peace and love. And then she starts her Halloween Town High thing, you know. But really, like, that council is keeping humans from their families. Human half, like, you know, half witches. Because in Halloween Town, there's, like, the pumpkin people.
Accurate, I love them.
The other people. Oh, yeah, I love them, too. When he gets the toothache. Oh, no. But, yeah, it's just interesting because they have to abandon their whole family, basically. Because, yeah, there's different... There's, like, the dog people, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
But for people like Aggie, like, we know she's not the only human there. We later see, like, Cassie in the third movie. She's a human, too.
She's, like, half human, right?
Girl, where's your family?
Yeah.
Where's your family? I'm sorry. I'm just concerned for the people of Halloween Town.
Wow.
They just can't see their family.
You're really reaching there.
Listen.
I'm also, I feel like I just got converted into this, which is Scientology. They're going to come after us now.
No. Scientology is... weird as hell.
I believe it. I saw the South Park episode.
Oof. If you're a Scientologist...
Don't come after me. Blur my face. Now blur my face again. No, a third time.
I was gonna... I'm not doing that. It's too much work.
Oh, I wanted to be like Jenna Maroney where she's like, blur it more. Now deepen my voice. No. No, we're good.
No, if you're a Scientologist, tweet at me and let me know what's up.
And then we'll duke it
let
out.
Me 3 help o'clock you, by let the me help you get out of there. Because it doesn't seem like a great place to be in.
There's definitely some segregation. I can see that. You're right. Accurate.
I just get me in. And then in the fourth one, isn't everything's back to like us living in harmony, right?
In harmony.
Because she goes to college in Halloween
Town. And then there's a weird amulet and it's like power.
That whole movie. What was that?
What's it about?
But yeah, it's just interesting.
That's too much. That movie's too much. I didn't want to watch it.
Like, why would you? I'm sure they should make another Halloween Town movie with Kimberly J. Brown where it goes back to the dark times and everyone's, like, killing each other. Hurting right. each other, not maiming, not killing. Sorry, it's a Disney movie.
I meant to maim.
Seriously, Inja. No, but, like, eventually that has to happen again, I feel like. You're telling me there's not one Calabar in that place that's gonna like ruin everything?
No, you're definitely right. It's some sort.
There's not one.
It would become some weird like X-Men universe thing where like some bad Halloween Town person did something, and so now all the people are like they're all evil.
Yeah, there's gotta be like one person that's just like I want to be in charge, so he like becomes a dictator. I say he because it's probably gonna be a man. No offense.
No, also none taken. Offense. The men are terrible.
Calabar, spoiler, Calabar is the villain of this movie. But
tell me. You know, and I've heard it, we both agreed that we didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't
When I was
see
a
it.
Kid, I was like, it's Calabar.
Yeah, when Brandy was watching it, she was like, the mayor hasn't been around lately. Like, she knew. She
the mayor's not around.
No, but like, what was I going to say? Calabar, like, this was all just because Gwen... dumped him at some point for another guy?
Yeah, men are crazy.
Like, don't.
Men are absolutely insane because they will go to, like, one little situation will set them off into, like, this weird, like, age-long plan to toot his own horn at the end. Because, yep. Also, Dylan wants his house to be at 68 degrees at night on Halloween.
Oh, that's right. He did say that.
What the
Making
hell?
Making sure the thermostat is set to 68.
And then Marnie's like, I can see right through you. Get inside.
Anyway, sorry for that tangent.
And that's how we're back into the movie about Halloween Town.
Anyway, yeah. So I think we're at the part where she tells the story.
About Halloween Town.
She has that book.
I want that book.
They should... Why didn't Disney sell that?
No, that's what I've been saying.
What is
like,
wrong with you, Disney?
At Kimberly J. Brown. I'll tweet at you later. Publish this book. That'd be amazing.
She doesn't have the rights. It's Disney.
Okay. Hit up Disney and be like, can we publish this book?
She has her own book. She has like a children's book. She about probably Halloween tried to Town? Do the Disney one. It's about like pumpkins or something. It's Halloween-esque.
Oh, okay.
She probably tried to get that published and then they were like, no, so she made her own.
It's only like 5 pages long though.
That's fine. It's more of like a novelty thing. That's like how... I mean, I think maybe it's cool that they didn't sell, like, the Hocus Pocus book.
Because that'd be a lot.
That'd be too much.
They'd have to, like, fill it up with something, you know?
Yeah. Or it'd be, like, you hide a flask in it. Like, those things.
It's a black flame candle hider.
But, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't, like, jump on that.
I would want that.
Make that money. Anyway.
Like, I want the grimoire from Buffy. Like, a physical grimoire. The book. Isn't that what it's called?
The one that just says vampire on it?
Isn't that what it's called, though?
I've never heard that word in my life. Maybe. I don't remember it being
called. I don't know. Her weird book about monsters.
Yeah.
I want that.
Anyways.
I just like weird books. I like books bound in human leather.
I'm just quirky, and
I love weird books, even though I don't read.
I'm very literate, but I don't read.
I love the Captain Underpants books.
I never read them.
Really? Oh my god, I read most of them.
I think they're still Treehouse series one.
Magic Treehouse. They're making movies eventually of those.
The Magic Treehouse. That's the Magic School Bus, but whatever.
Right on the Magic Treehouse.
Yes, I remember. I read those.
I only read like a couple of them.
Those and like some series of Unfortunate Events. Not all of them. I read like the first one, the Reptile Room, and then the last one.
I read all of them.
I don't know what happens in the middle.
You skipped? You don't know what happens?
I don't know what happens in between.
You don't know about the Vile Village?
No.
In the ersatz elevator?
I was confused at the very end because they were talking about this apple and a tree and how their parents are there. And
the end honestly got confusing. The last, like, two books did. The last, honestly, Slippery Slope Onward got confusing.
At the Netflix series, stop.
At Jim Carrey, get it together.
At Jim Carrey, reboot your franchise.
Get back. At the kid who played Klaus. You okay? Where you been? I don't know where you are.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he's like on drugs now. I'm like, get clean.
No. Oh, no. I don't know. I just haven't seen him in a while.
Klaus. Those kid actors were amazing.
At the baby who played Sonny. You're recasted.
You're Sonny again.
We gotta get a new baby.
They're gonna CGI her.
Ugh. Like they CGI'd the Viper?
Yes.
Ugh. Anyway, so she's telling the story.
Of Cleveland.
I hear they have a good school district.
My god, shut up.
Oh, and then eventually mom and grandma fight again. She turns the chicken into a real chicken.
Turns the chicken into chickens.
And Marnie is overhearing this whole fight, and she hears that, like, Marnie, the whole training thing, she still started her training, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's evil going on in Halloween Town, probably, and she wanted Gwen's help. Why would she still not go? Your mom's home is in danger.
Your mom's in danger. This is what... Gwen is crazy. Gwen's over the edge.
Over the hedge. Never saw that movie.
I did, and I own it.
God. Anyways. No, yeah, like... Your mom can't stay here. Like, I guess she could, but then she can't go back.
Honestly, no, here's what sucks. The mom could have honestly gone back to Halloween Town and then come back. And then, like, they could have finished the job. She would have come back. Everything would have been fine and dandy. And the kids wouldn't have known because they would have been asleep.
That's true because time works differently.
Yeah. And Marnie was... The only reason Marnie woke up is because she heard them fighting.
Gwen. Oh, my God. Gwen started this.
This is Gwen's fault.
Gwen, you also could have just... Well, you didn't know it was Calabar, but you could have, like, punched him in the face. When you met him.
You could have gotten so close to him that he would have revealed the secret and you would have bopped him.
Yes. Insider. That's how you do knowledge. It. Wow, it's Juan like has experience trader. Doing that.
I was once an insider trader.
Getting close to people so they tell your secrets and you go blab it.
That's honestly what I do.
But it's to save the town, so.
Hire me to expose your cheaters.
Marnie overhears all that, and Dylan and Marnie go follow Grandma onto the bus.
How does Sophie get on the bus and no one notices her?
I don't know. I just believe it. I'm like, you know what? She's a little sneaky girl.
What if she hung on to the outside of the bus until it landed?
Yeah, because I guess it could have happened at some point, like...
Because she definitely didn't get on from the front, or else Grandma would have seen her.
No, she comes in from the back.
Or...
Well, she's a small little girl. Maybe Grandma wasn't looking.
Here's the funny thing. What if she got on and the Grandma was just like, yep. Gonna say anything. She just saw her and she's like, yep, let's go.
She's like, oh cool, glad you're here. Or what if she got in and then like immediately after the door was closed, she like hunched down because like the seats are
she was on the steps just like, ooh. Yeah. She was the first one off the bus. She's like, I'm out. Terrible bus driver if she did that reporting.
He's like, whatever.
He's like, all right, go for it.
Yeah, so Sophie sneaks on the bus. We get the mayor who introduces himself, a.k.a. Calabar.
And then she calls Sophie, right?
Soapy.
Okay.
And we get a little mention that he knows the mom. He goes, I did a long time ago, and I said, red flag.
He's like, you're Gwen's kids? And he gets awkwardly happy. I hate when, like, people get, like, awkwardly happy at the mention of, like, a person. Like, especially when they're older and they're like, yeah, I went to school with this person a couple years back. And they're like, you know her? I'm like, you're weird. Something's going on. I'm not talking to you. I'm leaving.
You're a villain.
You're obviously a villain.
We have Benny, the cab driver. Don't you wish there would be
a Benny's Wild Ride at Disneyland?
Yes!
You got it!
Like, I don't want to get rid of the other taxi ride, Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin. Love it.
Or the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
But let me get, like, a Benny roller coaster.
Do we really need Pixie Hollow Fairy Dust Land?
Is that a thing?
It's like a little section over by, like, It's a Small World.
I've never been on that ride.
It's a Small World?
No.
Oh, it's annoying as hell.
Yeah, no, don't put me on that. Oh. I will literally murder whoever I'm sitting next to.
Yeah, get rid of It's a Small World and put in a Halloween Town ride.
Or change the Roger Rabbit ride only for Halloween to Benny's Wild or like Benny's Taxi Ride.
Interesting.
That'd be cool.
Listen, I love Monsters, Inc. as much as the rest of everyone. But that ride in California Adventure, it's just like not special, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like every time I've gone there, no one is there.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. But like maybe replace it.
Or like, I'm not gonna... One time when the Tron movie came out, they had like a little Tron space, which eventually got changed into something.
Yeah.
But like Japan, the Tokyo one, or whichever Asia Disneyland just opened in the Asian countries, has like a Tron ride that looks crazy.
Oh, that's weird.
I'd want that here.
Is it like you're on a light bike?
Yeah, you're on a light bike. Oh! With it's like you and then another person, and then you sit on it like the light cycle, and then you go... You zip through the whole thing, and you're like, that's what I want.
Or like, what's the thing in Tomorrowland where it's like the Marvel superheroes, like Iron Man, like... It's like not a ride, you just go look at stuff. Also, like, first of all, we don't need this. That. Autopia, bad for the environment. Not as fun as you'd think, driving those dumbass little cars.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a Halloween Town ride. Is that
I want Disney to hire me. I don't want to be an Imagineer, but I want to be a creative head where I'm like, I'm just throwing ideas out. Like every day, I'm just sitting in a room, 3 bottles of Gatorade every half hour.
You're just sitting there on your phone waters. And eventually you go, I'm just throwing ideas out, and you say something.
Yes.
And then you go back to what you were doing.
That's it.
Anyways, Benny, the cab driver, drives the kids over to grandma's house. He talks about the town a little bit, mentions a boy named Luke. Here's a clip of that.
He's just a local punk. Thinks he's a big shot just because he got a nose job and had a few warts removed. Claims some shadow creature gave it to him.
A few warts?
That's a red flag. A shadow creature? Come on.
Yeah.
And then we get to the house.
Then we're at the house.
Which looks like it's on, like, a hilltop in California.
Why isn't, like, that a thing? I just want a Halloween Town land. I just want them to build a park where I can walk through Halloween Town.
At least the grandma's house.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, the pumpkin. Like, pop the pumpkin at the entrance of Disneyland. That'd be cool.
But they have the pumpkin Mickey head right now.
Okay, but shut up. Mickey Mouse, shut up. I'm over him. I'm over his ears. I'm over his face.
Okay.
Just three circles. Three.
So grandma is in the house cooking that witch's brew. Bubble toilet.
Witch's brew.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite lines in the movie. And I think about it every time I eat chowder. It's Sophie.
Are you cooking chowder, grandma? I like chowder.
Oh, no, dear.
So weird.
Why would you bring up chowder?
Also, Sophie is stronger than Marnie. Let's talk about that. One, Sophie unlocked the lock. Like, Marnie was out there like, big ugly lock.
She was overthinking it.
Open your big ugly mouth. And then Dylan's over here like, that's stupid. And then literally she's like, I just wanted the lock to disappear.
Why did Dylan come? Dylan, go home.
Because he's, quote unquote, the man of the house.
I hate when people say
get out of my house.
I'm going to push you off a cliff if you ever say that.
Me?
Not you. Just people in general don't say that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I hate it.
No, I think Marnie was, like, really overthinking it because she was like, oh, I have powers. I'm the one in the family with powers.
And then Sophie's literally out showing her. Yeah. Sophie's the star of this movement.
What if...
Movie.
Why? Okay, if you didn't want... Because Disney... Because, like, Kimberly J. Brown said, like, in the fourth movie, they wanted to go another route.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they make, like, Marnie go off to college somewhere else? We don't see her. And then they make
Sophie the star.
Sophie was the star. Sophie's the one that needs to take, like, everything down. Like, the villain down. Sophie. We can still get Dylan speed reading or whatever the hell he does in that movie.
He speed reads, that's it. He's like, I'm using magic power to speed read. What a nerd.
Oh, my God. Disney, hire us. Dylan, what's wrong with you? Freaking
geek.
Freaking geek. Oh, God. Anyway, Chowder. And the grandma, like, kind of is like, oh, you need to go home. But then she's quickly like, you know what? Y'all can stay.
Yeah, no, she's very like.
Stick around.
For a hot second, she's like, Gwen's going to get mad. And she's like, you're already here. So what's the harm?
Yeah. And then we have the original witch's glass, which is like that cauldron.
Yeah.
Because later it's like those mirror looking things where they FaceTime.
It's literally a glass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting that they called it that. And then.
There's a lot of things where
it's like an iPhone where it develops.
Yeah, like they were talking about in the first one about how they haven't, because she's like, can we call our mom? And she's like, we haven't worked out interdimensional calling. Second movie, they got the talking heads.
They got those heads.
That move. They move iron when they buns. Talk.
Those heads, yeah.
They're crazy.
They're creepy.
I always wanted one though.
I'm glad we got rid of them.
I wanted one.
Why didn't they sell like walkie-talkies like that? What is wrong with Disney's? Oh my God, I can't. I cannot.
We can be so good.
Like
this is our resume. We can
help
Disney.
Them out so much. I don't understand why they haven't hired us already.
Let's see
this. In the witch's class, I'll send our resumes. They see the evil man,
who looks like a weird Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, it looks like a scarecrow. Like
flesh mask.
Yeah. I already played the Chowder. And then I said, are witches immortal? Because she mentions King Arthur's time. Can we talk about what's going on here?
She just knows about it. Okay. She knows about Merlin, who was during King Arthur's time.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
And this might get also a little conspiracy-y.
Oh.
So, in Halloween Town High, there's a part where, like, Lucas Graybeal's character is auditioning for a play, for, like, a Shakespeare play. And Aggie tells Marnie, Shakespeare offered me a role in the original production.
What?
That's what she says. And here's the thing. There's also a conspiracy that Shakespeare doesn't exist.
What?
That it wasn't a guy named William Shakespeare. Someone else.
It's like a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter, Spirit of Vengeance. Never saw it.
Wait, what is the time frame that we get Shakespeare? What years?
I want to say like 1600s. Time period. That we get Shakespeare. It was like the Elizabethan times. 15, her reign. Wait, Shakespeare began his career during the reign of Elizabeth I. Blah, blah, blah. During her reign, 1558 through 1603, England flourished.
1558 to 1603?
Yeah. That's the Elizabethan era.
Then hold the phone. Hold the phone. Hold the cell phone. Hold my phone.
Hold the hold face my phone. Phone. Why? I don't want this.
They say that Grandma Aggie is 200 years old.
Wait, who?
In this movie.
When?
They say something about her being 200.
So she's like a vampire?
Or like, she's like, for 200 years. I'm very confused. Because if that makes sense that Lucas Graybeal got, if he said, he offered me a part. Either Shakespeare is a time traveler. Or Lucas Graybeal is like 600 plus years old.
What?
Because if it's around like.
No, she said it.
No, because then he says he offered me a part, which means...
No, she tells Marnie that Shakespeare offered Aggie a part. herself, Aggie. Like, I'm Grandma Aggie, she says, Shakespeare offered me a... But I like where you're going. Maybe Shakespeare is a time
trap. How old is this woman?
I don't know. And here's another question.
Wait. Can they all live that long if they live in Halloween Town?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just witches. That pumpkin on your head gonna rot. Probably. Whoever those pumpkin people are.
Ours only lasted a week?
Yeah. Well, that... yeah, we cut into those a lot, though. If you just do jack-o'-lantern, it's not as much air, I think, going in. Anyways.
It's also hot in Arizona.
That's true, yes. Anyways, here's my other question, though.
Okay.
This is back to, like, not only are they immortal, we don't know, but, so, the dad died.
Accurate.
I want to know, was there ever anything done to maybe make it not happen, like, to undo it? Did they ever pull a Willow and use some dark magic?
Oh my god. What if... Gwen wanted Grandma Aggie to do something, but she didn't, and that's why they're feuding.
Oh, I like my god. This. I like this headcanon we're coming up with. Yeah, that would make sense to what... Actually, yeah, because Gwen, like, toiled with dark magic to, like, bring back her dead husband or something, mm-hmm. or, like, reverse time, something like that.
And then she knew she did something bad.
Then so that's why she doesn't probably give up magic forever.
And that's why she doesn't want her kids to do it, because she's afraid that they're going to make this...
Also, I just realized, they do time travel in the second movie.
So Shakespeare's a time traveler.
Well, I don't know, but, like, Marnie can time travel, because Marnie and Luke time travel on the little thing, and they go back to, like...
On a scooter?
BC times. It's, like, their scooter broom thing.
Oh. Oh, it's, like...
It's her new broom. It's when she... It's, like, this size, and she goes like this. And
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Her firebolt.
They time travel into the little...
Oh, the time thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Why didn't they play with time travel more?
Didn't they play with time in the second movie?
That is the second movie. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
But like you think in the... I don't know. Anyways, but I like our headcanon for Gwen. That makes crazy. Sense.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm like...
Disney.
I don't know how he died, but like you think she would have done something.
You think they would have made something to make her be so scared to use magic and to have her kids use magic.
Yeah. Because we've seen Halloween Town, and besides Calabar, it's not nothing bad.
You know what's funny? The fact that you bring up Willow. I actually, reblogged a bunch of GIFs from that episode where she
where the snake comes out of her mouth? Oh.
Where she, like...
Yeah.
Where she, where, like...
Black eyes, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where the pentagram moves into her forehead. Yeah. And then it... Ah!
Anyways, great back episode. To the movie.
We are diverging a lot. We are divergent.
You know, this is a big movie, so... You know, it wasn't a big movie? Divergent. Didn't make, I'm assuming, not a ton of money.
The sequels are bad.
Probably. Anyways, but this is a big movie, so, like, you know what? We'll do a big episode. It's fine. Yeah, so the store-bought witch's brew doesn't work.
Mm-hmm, so they have to make it from scratch using a vampire suit, werewolf's hair, and...
Sweat of a ghost.
A ghoul.
That seems like not a lot of ingredients.
It's really just three. Three simple steps. She said we can get them in town, so there must be a store that sells them.
Oh my god, the magic shop. Like Giles.
Giles is
magic. Giles shop. Is in Halloween Town selling things. Anyways, Aggie notices Harriet, her friend, is like now scary and mean.
She used to scare me as a kid, by the way.
No, yeah, that's terrifying. You're not expecting it.
I suck.
And then she tells the mayor, and then the mayor's like, give me a couple days.
Which is fishy now that I see it. He's like...
Like, what are you doing that's so important?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Planning the fall carnival?
Or? No, he's planning the takeover of Halloween Town.
Mm. And then we have the big broom scene.
The broom man.
Here's a clip of the broom man with another one of my favorite lines of the movie.
Oh, that Luke dude. He's turned into such a wiener.
I like how he says wiener and not weenie.
Such a wiener.
Such a wiener.
We have the big, I think it's like green screen.
Green screen flying sequence.
Yeah.
Grandma Aggie does a creepy witch's laugh, though, during that thing, which I wish I had.
Oh, God.
Captured, but it's hard. But it's really, I like it. It's cool.
Oh, we also have that part when Luke comes up and he kind of like hits on Marnie but embarrasses himself.
Yeah,
he trips calls himself over the big cheese.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't like to smell something smelly. Maybe it's the big cheese. And
yeah. Like, oh, he, there's. Got you. Did you hear that line where like he says we can get some ice cream? The abominable snowman has a shop.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
It's Nepal.
It's nice, quiet Nepal. Oh, I wrote, what do they use as currency in this town?
Nothing.
Because we don't see Aggie give money for the broom.
They just take it.
Well, then what? Why have businesses? I don't think
they, did they even buy it? Because that's when the mom shows up.
That's true. Well, later she has it.
Maybe it was a gift for saving Halloween Town.
True. He's you like, should get all the brooms.
You want it, you take it. That's, but that's true. They don't do
that. They just trade with vampire teeth and werewolf hair?
They trade with abilities.
Their own skin and hair?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I'll trade you 3 of my teeth for 2 eyeballs.
And yeah, they fly on the broom. Then mom shows up and she says, we're leaving. Which...
And then Dylan immediately is like, yeah, they knew this was a bad idea. Trying to stop him.
How did she get there?
She took the bus.
She did?
Yeah.
How many buses were there?
1.
I know, but like...
It's frequent. And then it doesn't come back because it's stalled out or something. Because you can see the bus lands right behind them. And that's when she's like out of the bus. Okay. Out of the bus.
But they... So the bus only runs on Halloween, right?
Yeah, a couple times a night.
Okay, yeah.
Like it's frequent. It's fast.
But yeah, then... Yeah, so you said like the bus isn't working and it won't be leaving for several hours. So they're stuck there.
I called the mom a salt quarry.
A what?
A salt quarry, because she's so salty.
Oh my god. I always remember, whenever I put on, like, a denim shirt, I mm-hmm. think of her, because she wears that, like, denim shirt in this movie.
Oh my god.
It's like a classic mom look.
Oh my god.
It's like and that then, 90s denim shirt.
90s denim with some jeans.
And your hair up.
Also, the mom watches infomercials at home, and that's all she watches.
Yeah, like, why didn't she change the channel?
Why isn't she watching it?
Why didn't she go check on her kids?
She's terrible. She's eating candy. Also, this is where Marnie says she'll join a motorcycle gang, and I love that.
Also, this is where Dylan says, why don't we ask the mayor for help? He seems like a nice guy.
And then we pan over to an animatronic crow.
An animatronic crow?
That's my new punk band, Animatronic Crow.
Also, there's a dog later in the movie. Why is there a dog there?
This is a dog tied up.
There's just a dog tied up there. This is a dog tied up. That's it. So, like, some human brought him.
Or there's dogs in Halloween Town, probably.
I don't know. There's dog people in Halloween Town, though.
Maybe they're animorphs. Maybe they're anime guy and they can just... I'm keep knocking that down.
It's fine.
I'm fired.
So, old flames... I wrote, old flames reunite and reignite.
I'm leaving.
If someone hire me to write a romance novel... But just the tagline on it, because I can come up with some good ones. So yeah, Calabar and Gwen
are old lovers,
and he gives her the rose,
which is a foreshadow into Calabar's revenge.
Which in Calabar's revenge, did you pick up on that?
Not at all.
Me neither.
Until she mentioned it.
Me too. Like, I was like, thank you for spelling that out for me, because I did not understand.
You.
I was like, I'm like 8 years old.
You held my hand through this movie, and I appreciate.
Thank
that.
You. Oh my god, the pin lady that comes in always terrified me as a kid. The pins and needles, that lady.
Is she wearing that or is that part of her body?
I assumed she was wearing it, but I don't know.
That's my real question. Is she like a voodoo doll?
And again, Calabar says, oh, I'll help you later. I have to go do something.
What's so important?
Being evil.
Every villain.
Oh, I wrote Luke's Hunchback of Notre Dame vest. His vest reminds me of something. Oh, his
Quasimodo.
It reminds me of, like, the colors of, like, mm-hmm. Hunchback of Notre Dame. And Aggie asks Luke to take her to the bad creature.
Because he's like, I got info.
Yeah. Here's a clip of Sophie telling seeing us them.
What's up.
Look, Grandma's going somewhere with the wiener dude.
Oh, it always spooks me.
I'm always scared someone's going to say that to me. Where are you going with the wiener dude?
Ew. Unless someone's wearing a hot dog costume, it's not appropriate. Soapy.
I made a wiener joke. What if there was someone in Halloween Town that was just like a hot dog person? You're a hot dog.
You're a hot dog. But you better not hurt her. To hurt her. I like when the German guy says Frankfurter.
Ah, that's such a good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they get led into the spooky theater.
Yes. Well, before this is when we hear that Gwen was hiding the girl's powers for years. Marnie and Sophie. She's been
she's like,
under wraps, you might say.
Did you know? Was this happening to me too? And she's like, yes.
Under
wraps?
Yeah, I made a reference to the other DCOM under wraps.
How many more references have we said this movie?
So we have the movie theater with the bad guy.
Oogie Boogie.
The Oogie Boogie. He's the Oogie Boogie.
Man.
From Company B.
Oh my God. Also, all these people are petrified, I'm assuming, right?
They're frozen.
Yeah, okay.
But like...
why does Harriet look like she's like been like...
Like blue?
Decomposing for weeks.
Well, and like... do they understand that time is passing?
They're awake. Or like, no, I think
they
just
can't move.
I think they're just still alive, but they just can't do anything.
Ew, that's awful. At least put them to sleep for a little bit.
Like, close their, like, walk by and just like close their eyes. Like, do the whole like,
yeah.
He's dead now.
And then, oh, also, because like Aggie says, like, you turn them into statues.
Mm-hmm.
And Calabar goes like, no, not statues. But a second before that, he calls it a museum. And I'm like, well, what's in museums, buddy? A statue.
Bones.
Like, don't yell at her for calling them statues. You just call it a museum.
They're paintings.
But he wants Merlin's talisman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gwen comes in.
And she vanquishes by his flowers.
And she, like, saves Aggie for a second, but she gets frozen. Then so does Grandma Aggie.
Yeah, so you sacrificed yourself for nothing, girl.
Yeah, this was
the
stupid.
One thing you did.
And then we have the part where the kids decide to go shopping
for... Well, yeah, they can't just stay there.
The witch's brew ingredients. I know, but shopping, I put in air quotes, because they're really just stealing.
Are they?
They took sweat from a ghost. They took hair off that man's head. That's not their property.
They technically did steal the tooth.
That tooth was supposed to go somewhere else. Where was that tooth going to go?
The garbage.
Where
to her purse because she's bartering with it.
Wait, where do dentists put teeth? Just in the trash?
That's weird.
I'm sorry, I just thought of
it. Is there just like a trash heap somewhere in the city full of teeth? That's a good question.
I assume it just goes in the normal trash, or they have like their like hygienic trash.
Or do they burn them?
They grind them up.
Where are the teeth?
Where are the teeth going? Someone has a bunch of teeth.
Someone's collecting teeth.
Okay.
What if they? What if dentists are actually like sacrificing human teeth to like some weird deity?
And that's why someone's doing putting curses on us. Oh no!
Thank God I'm never.
You guys, everyone needs to go interrogate their dentist next time in there. Say, hey, where are these going?
Yeah, if you got a
What's
dentist appointment
here?
Coming up, be like, hey, where do you put the teeth?
What's going on?
Do they
here?
Give it back to you?
For like kids, sometimes if you like, I think if you get a tooth pulled,
but like an adult, like, do they say like, here's a box? Do you want?
I've never been told here's your tooth.
What the fuck?
You want a tooth?
Where did the teeth go? That's my next. That's a documentary waiting to happen. Where have the teeth
where
gone?
Where did the teeth go? Okay. But about the dentist, he has a line where he says, "After all, I am the tooth fairy."
Is he the tooth fairy?
What is the? I don't know.
I think he's a tooth fairy. He's legitimately the tooth fairy.
Why would he be the tooth fairy? Because
there's that myth where the tooth fairy is actually like a gross looking man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he fits the bill.
In the Brothers Grimm, he's like a nasty looking man.
Oh. Those brothers making every story gross.
Well, that's what they are.
I know.
They're the OG writers of those stories.
I know. But then I have to think about how they were gross. They weren't... How Cinderella wasn't all peaches and cream or whatever the hell that phrase is.
That's it.
We have the part where, like, evil Benny is trying to get the kids in the cab. I want to talk about this a little bit. Oh, wait, hold on. First of all, here's your Jazzercise clip.
Turn and turn, 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 and turn,
Keep on going, Al. Stroke. And dogs, keep on up with the others. No slobbering on people, huh? Please. Stroke. And stroke. Keep on going, Al.
I didn't want the dog sound.
I never realized that they make such gross sounds. Sorry. And then here's the clip of
Sophie being racially insensitive.
Hey, kid, I don't appreciate stereotypes like that, all right? Sure, sure. Make fun of the transparent guy. Just because you can see through us doesn't mean we don't have feelings.
Funny story, when I was younger, I thought you could actually lose a lot of weight and become skinny by sweating.
Because of this movie?
Because of this movie. Turns out just that's go into a little false. Chamber.
Also, why would his voice be, like, higher?
Yeah, no, the why the pitch...
That voice always scared me.
I always didn't like it.
Yeah, creepy. Anyways.
And so by that point, they already got... They got the ghost.
They get everything.
Yeah, they got the tooth. They buzz that werewolf's head after they meet the herb lady.
So then we have the part with Evil Benny in the cab. Mm-hmm. And like, he tries to pull Dylan in, and Sophie lets the dog go chase the cab.
Yeah.
But later, we see Benny's fine, back to his normal self. He's like, bye, when they drive off in the bus at the end. What happened there? Was he just possessed?
Was he just, like, maniacally running around?
Like, I don't understand what... Why was he in cahoots with Calabar? Or was he just being a creep?
No, I think it's the same thing that happened with, Harriet.
Harriet. Oh.
You know, he started to become evil. I think Calabar can, like, possess people, kind of. Or, like, transform them.
Yeah, because what was happening there with the people? He was just, like, one by one, kind of...
One by one, I think he was, making them dark. Making them darker.
Interesting. Because it always confused me, because Sophie says, like, the bad thing's in there. I always thought, like, Calabar is in there with him.
No, I think it's, like, a...
Puppeteering
him. I think it's, like, a weird, like, possession spell kind of thing, where he, like, he makes the darkness from inside them grow stronger.
Interesting. Okay.
So I guess Benny's a, you know, a kid snatcher.
He's a kidnapper. So they go and they light the talisman thanks to Sophie.
Sophie, iconic.
Here's the spell that Marnie tries to do.
Betty March, Betty Gunther, Betty Guggenheim is all that's bid? Okay, better march, better get there, better get going before there's no more beds.
That's the best you can do? Why didn't you write it down?
And then that's the start of Sophie going,
Bettina, Betty Kaffir.
Like,
why would she remember that? She's so much better.
She made a song.
Well, and Dylan's like, why wouldn't you write it down? Why didn't you write it down?
Also, the grandma said it really fast. She's like,
and no one thought that the grandma was going to be gone. We didn't think this was going to happen.
How smart is Sophie that she can pick it up after one go in, like, a weird language? That's what I'm telling you. She's better than Barney. Marnie's more, I would say, diplomatic. But Sophie has that raw potential.
Anyway, Marnie realizes you have to put the talisman in the big pumpkin. That's what's going to make the
bad thing
go away.
The
evil boy go away.
Yeah.
And then before she goes to do that, Luke tells Marnie it's a trap. And, like, we find out he wants to help. He's like, I bet that was wrong.
And that's why she steals the grandma's robe. At the first start, I was like, what's the point? Why'd you steal that robe? What's wrong with you?
This accessory? And then we find out the bad guy is Calabar.
Ah, grand reveal. And then the townspeople, at first the townspeople were like, what's going on? 2 seconds later, they're like, hell yeah, let's take back the world.
Yeah, I'm like, you are so easily swayed, you Trump voters. God damn.
Accurate.
Like, I mean, yeah, is it
No, not? They really were swayed quick. They were like, oh my God. You're actually right. Though, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Like, close what? The portal forever. Let's take back the town.
Halloween Town people, any people, really.
And then, so Marnie goes to put the talisman in the pumpkin, mm-hmm. and Calabar, like, strikes her down, but then we find out, oh no, it's Luke.
Yeah, it's Luke.
What a twist. They pranked him.
They pranked him so hard, and then he's like, she's there already, and we see her in her nice Reeboks, climbing that climbing Jack Lantern.
How'd she climb that so fast? It's also, not that tall. I love when Luke says, fooled ya. That's the original. You just got punked.
Gotcha. On your own show!
God, Jesus Christ.
We're disgusting.
And then he, like, hits her and she's passed out basically, on this pumpkin, just laying there.
Yeah, she's Petrificus Totalis. Is that the spell he's casting?
And she remembers that she needs to drop it.
You
have to want something and then let yourself have it.
Yes, yes.
And she drops it down. And it goes in there.
And then the light shines through.
The people at the movie theater unfreeze.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
And then they all start running out of that theater.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
And then Gwen's like, why did you do this, Calabar? And he's like, you could have had me.
And then we learned it was some weird petty man thing.
Yeah, this whole thing. I wrote, men are the worst.
Accurate.
And then Calabar gets the talisman back.
Yeah, he just goes, yeah.
Mine now. Mine. And then Dylan gets angry and starts getting little
twinkle fingers.
Little twinkle fingers. The camera's not on. I don't know why I'm looking at it.
Oh, did we not?
It shut off. I heard it shut off.
Jesus Christ.
I heard it click. But he's like really hesitant to, like, he's like resisting. He's like not believing.
Yeah. Because he wants to be. What's wrong with him?
Boy, if you get powers.
If I got powers. If I woke up and one day I realized I had powers, you know, what would be the first thing I do? I'd go wild.
Well, and this isn't like you're using it just willy-nilly. This is, you're trying to save this town. Use your damn powers, Dylan.
Like if that don't volcano erupted, stand there. I would use my powers to try to stop it.
Just don't. Oh, he made me so mad.
Because he's standing there and then they went through the power of humming in a sustained note. And then he's over there like, I don't want to hold Sophie's hands.
I want to go home and watch a nature documentary. I don't want to hold Sophie's hands.
It's Sophie. She's like, get my
that's,
hand,
that's going. True. I remember. She's like, what the hell?
She's like, yeah, excuse me? You were just glowing.
And then they get the talisman back. And then I said, so is Calabar dead now or in Azkaban or what's going on?
They killed him. They disintegrated Calabar.
I really don't understand. Like, is there a warlock and witch jail?
I doubt it, because he literally... Because that's why, like, Calabar comes back, his son. Because I literally asked, did they just kill Calabar? And I spelled it with a K here, because that's how I remember the second one.
Yeah, I kept spelling it with a K. But then that's it, and then Luke is back to his old ugly self.
He's not even that ugly, though.
No, yeah,
he's... He's uglier in the second movie.
Honestly, the hair, yeah.
Wait! Isn't Luke in the third movie? Isn't he that nosy booger dude? There's a weird booger guy.
Are you talking about Chester, the blue guy?
No.
The ogre?
In the fourth movie.
A nosy guy?
There's a troll. Well, look it up after.
He's not in the third one, I can tell you that right now.
I swear to God.
He's not.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, so he has his little moment of like...
I guess you... I didn't want anyone
well,
to...
Well, he's like, I'm still ugly. Or I didn't turn into a prince. And she's like, well, you did that when you helped me, you dumbass.
His thing was
beauty
also...
is on the inside.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, his thing was also, I want to be pretty.
Yeah,
I
no one's
going to
date because I'm ugly. Luke, listen, you're in a town full of monsters.
You're a tween. Anyways.
Tweens are annoying.
Then we have All Aboard for the Mortal Worlds. Here, I'll play that while I wrap this up here.
Let's do it.
So we have Gwen telling Marnie that like she's gonna start her training and Aggie's gonna come live with them if she wants to in the mortal world. And Benny's not evil anymore, like I said. He makes a joke where it's like, here.
We're just gonna loop it.
he makes a joke where he's like, I'll see you real soon. I can feel it in my bones. And I laughed so hard when I realized he said that. It's so funny.
And then they fly away on the Nimbus 2000 and that's the it.
And it's just like Grease.
Yeah.
They fly away in a car. Oh boy.
That was Halloween Town, everybody. Did you like it?
What a movie.
Tell us, what was your favorite...
What an iconic movie.
Branch that we took the conversation to.
I liked Where Did the Teeth Go?
Where did the teeth go?
There's probably... If I Google it, it's probably like... Really simple. Where do dentists?
There's only one result. It's like never been Googled.
Put the teeth. This is nothing. Where do our teeth go? Where do old teeth go?
I don't think that's the right question to ask.
This is about de-aging. God damn. Anyway,
just ask your dentist the next time
you're there. It doesn't matter. It's time for IMDb.
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 IMDb. Ooh-wee.
Tell me what you found. Tell me what you picked. Tell me that there were all-time stars.
Most of them were good. There were a couple bad ones. But I just didn't even give him the time of day. I didn't
Thank
read
you.
Them.
Good, good
I
job,
only
Sarah.
Chose good ones.
Blessed.
This one is called Cute Film to Watch with the Family. Author Chrissy the Cat from New York.
Chrissy
they
the
wrote
cat.
It in May 2003. And they write, I just have to say that I have seen both Halloween Town and Halloween Town 2 with my nieces, and I found them to be very cute and all-around wholesome entertainment. I'm 21 and I've seen quite a few movies in my life, from dramas to horror films to comedies and action flicks, but I find that family movies are my favorite. I don't know if it's just me, but I like watching a ridiculously happy movie sometimes, instead of always watching something heavy or philosophical or even too realistic. I like Halloween Town because it's something I can watch with my nieces that they think is sort of scary without it being really scary. It's just a fun little TV movie. I'd also like to comment on what a self-proclaimed witch Wiccan posted earlier. Of course, real-life witches do not fly on brooms or cast spells or do most, if not all, of the things done in the film. In many ways, Wicca is sort of a religion. It's a way of looking at life and focusing on the energy of nature. It goes back to paganistic times and the rituals and ceremonies of that time. With that said, I also see no harm in portraying witches as capable of magic and the ability to fly. Where's the harm in it? Now, if the film portrayed witches / Wiccans as devil worshippers or evil people, I would have been upset, because that simply is not the case. I myself am not a Wiccan, but quite a few of my friends are.
And what's going on?
And I've read a lot of literature on the subject. Halloween Town isn't an autobiographical film or a documentary, and I think it has every right to take artistic license when portraying the fantastical world of witches. Sorry for writing so much, but I tend to go off on tangents. Well, us too, girl. Thank you.
What the hell?
So, you know.
I mean, I get it, but like, okay.
Not super accurate, but it's not harmful to the Wicca culture, you know?
She was really concerned about the Wicca culture. My Wiki culture.
I was glad to get that perspective. This one's called Loves It. It's by Gogo Yubari from the US. They wrote it June 2005. This review may contain spoilers. As Paris Hilton would say, this movie is hot. I loved when they got to Halloween Town. It was such a cool place. There are all sorts of creatures there. Anything you can imagine, from ghosts to werewolves and vampires to mummies, they got them. I also loved the little abominable snowman. That was hot. I also liked how Marnie had to find the ingredients from all around. My favorite characters were Marnie, Sophie, and Luke. Luke was cool because he helped Marnie out in the end instead of being a jerk. But yeah, I loved his character. I liked Sophie because she was funny and she was so cute. I was disappointed, though, when she barely had any lines in Halloween Town 3.
Me too.
But back to the first one. Marnie was my favorite because she was always trying hard. In the end, though, their family comes together and defeats Calabar. I liked how at the end their brother found out that he was a warlock. I remember a jolt of happiness when he finally helped use his magic to defeat Calabar with the rest of the family. And then their grandma goes to home to live with them. I was glad that she decided to go live with them. All in all, this movie rocked.
Okay.
Okay.
Positive. I love it.
That's hot.
That's hot. Ooh, look at the spooky jack-o'-lantern.
Very spooky. All right, Juan, do you perhaps know what time it is?
Do I know? It's 3:24.
No, it's Justin. Whoa. Ooh, yeah.
Damn right it is.
So this is that part of the podcast where we give a shout out to Justin. We mentioned
at the beginning.
Yeah, we mentioned that we went to Justin's show, saw some good artwork, and you know, that only adds to the case that you should
advocate for the art.
Get a little commish. Holidays are coming up.
He doesn't, like, you don't even have to ask for, like, cartoon versions of you. He does, like, really crazy, like, cool art. Like, you can ask for, like, I want three moons colliding with each other and one puppy falling out of that collision.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's like, wow, that's how puppies are born.
You can follow Justin on Twitter at JustinAbsher_ and on Instagram at JustinAbsher. Please go give Justin a follow. Ask, well, you know, give some money and then money, get Justin to paint you something digitally. I don't know how.
I honest to God don't know how. But I am
interested. I think Justin's a little wizard.
Maybe Justin has like three fingers.
Three fingers?
Three hands.
Three fingers?
That's how he's so good at art. He only needs to wear about three, not five.
We're on social media at Planet Weird Pod everywhere. On YouTube, you can just search Podcast from Planet Weird.
That you can.
Go to our website, podcastfromplanetweird.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you for following everywhere. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless us, everyone.
Get out of here, Christmas. You're not time yet.
Get out of here, Christmas.
Get out of here, Christmas.
It's not your time yet.
I hate seeing Christmas stuff.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Chill out, y'all.
I saw a story the other day with a Santa. They had a Santa out.
They had a Santa.
It's not even fucking Halloween.
When did they have Santas at malls?
I think starting literally like after Thanksgiving.
I never go to malls. Well, that's fine. After Thanksgiving is like fine. You know what I hate? ABC Family does, not only do they do the 12 days of Christmas or whatever in December, they do a countdown to that. They air those movies twice.
A countdown to the 12 nights of Christmas?
But we don't get a countdown to 13 nights of Halloween, do we?
I saw Krampus the other day.
Oh, how was that?
Good. It's like campy horror and I like it.
Anyways.
The only reason I bring it up because they use that like weird little door thing from like 12 nights before 12, 24, whatever bullshit countdown.
I got it.
Thank you.
Anyways. Also, we appreciate any ratings or reviews you'd like to give us over on iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
Blessed.
Ooh, we love those. Give us a little spooky review. Talk about how much you hate Christmas stuff being out right now.
You know
right
what's
now.
Really scary? Juan's voice. I heard my voice the other day through a recording, and I'm not fond of it.
I mean, I'm used to it by now because I have to like edit this. But I think your voice is fine. Remember, we hear our voices differently from how others hear them.
Yeah, and I like the voice that I hear in my head.
Me too. Me too. We'll put up the bonus episode of us making that little house.
The cookie house. Did we really make it, though?
We decorated it.
Did we really decorate it, though?
We tried. So you can watch that. And then by the time this goes up, I'll probably put up our pumpkin carving one on probably Wednesday.
Did you even get any footage of me carving it?
It's just me crying. Yeah, we were tired. We were very tired and sleepy by the end. It took a while. Anyways, you can watch that on Wednesday. Go to our YouTube and watch them. You can listen to them on audio, too, but it's more fun if you actually see us.
Definitely.
Doing the things.
In the live.
So thanks in advance for watching those. Next week is our final spooky movie for a while.
Forever, you may say.
No. And we're going out with a bang. We're going to watch Hocus Pocus.
Woo!
As if we haven't seen it a million times.
As if I can't quote it word for word.
Yeah, as if we can't act it out right here on the podcast.
As if I hadn't read the script.
We're going to talk Hocus Pocus. We're going to wear some not impressive costumes, but some costumes nonetheless.
Oh, you're talking about impressive.
But yeah, come back for Hocus Pocus. It'll be a very fun time.
Spooky, scary skeletons. Can that be our outro for that day?
No, it's probably going to be I Put a Spell on You.
Oh,
from you're Hocus right. Pocus. Oh, anyways, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Go watch Hocus Pocus and get ready.
Go get spookified. Oh my god, send us pictures of your costumes. I want to see what you guys do. I want to see what you can do.
Oh my. Or any pumpkins you carve or anything spooky at all that you do.
Yeah.
We just want to see.
I want to get hit us. I want to get into the spirit right now. All right,
we're gonna
what?
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Get the Ouija board out.
Oh! I saw one the other day.
Mm-hmm. You can buy them.
You can
buy them at an old Target. It's like, it's something really that spooky if you can buy it at a damn Target. You want to play a scary game? Play Don't Wake Daddy.
What the hell is that? Is that when you're like, it's Saturday morning and any sound, or it's like 12 at night and you're trying to get a water? Every noise you make is thousands of like booms.
You shut the cabinet, you think it's going to be so quiet, but it's boom.
And you're like, oh shit, I'm in trouble.
I hate that. No, it's that game where like you have to like, I don't know, but like the dad pops up out of bed. It's like, I don't on like a timer. That.
What the
fuck? I hate games that aren't on timers like that. No.
Isn't there, what's that game where you
Perfection?
Have to put the...
Perfection?
Yes.
Ooh, my anxiety. That's where it started. My God.
I was going to say possession speak to my anxiety.
Possession. I'm going to sue whoever made that toy.
God damn it.
I'm going to say, you gave me anxiety for the rest of my life. That's your fault.
Accurate.
You need to compensate me with money.
Jesus.
Anyways, goodbye.
Bye.